The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It is The Blitz. A.J. Hoffman is here. Fred will be back soon. I'm Cody Stutes in for him, though. Having some fun
out here.
Well,
when you say soon, that'll be like Monday.
Right, yeah. Well, the next time that people come to consume The Blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's soon in Blitz time, in, you know, real world time. If you're looking for Fred, I mean, you're tapping your arm here, dying for him at this point.
Yeah.
You know? He went up to Canada and is hanging out with the family up there, and I feel like he's got a lot of time on his hands up there because I've been working on, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got the internet or anything. I mean, it's like, that's like, you know, third world. From what I understand.
I got a pigeon from him.
A pigeon?
Yeah, a pigeon with a little note on his foot, you know.
A carrier pigeon.
Yeah, a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he's got time to train him.
I guess so. I'm glad they were able to fly out of the Arctic freeze up there. Oh, man. There's just so many more jokes about. I think it goes up today. I'm hoping he's traveling a lot today and tomorrow, so he's not on SportsMap because I got a video coming up saying hockey in Houston, no thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just hope he just never sees that because he's a hockey guy.
You're right.
You know, he's my boss, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you said, what about hockey, Cody? Oh, nothing, Fred. Yeah,
that dude loves him some hockey.
Yes, he does.
He's certain.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
He's been saying that for years, though.
Well,
like every year he says within the next 5 years, but that's been for like 10 years. So eventually he's going to be right, but right now, no.
Where are you at? You want hockey?
I could care less.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it can succeed, I'm all for it, but I'm not going to get like super into it.
Well, no, because
all it's going to do is make more work for me, honestly. Like, I don't need that. Although I do a pretty good job of just pretending like the Dynamo isn't a real thing. So, you know, sometimes people ask questions about it, and I'm like, What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about there. So
they play in the Premier League or Serie A?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What league are they in? All right, let's bang through some NFL. We're gonna have John Granato over here. They finished up the tournament, so we're gonna have him over here shortly. But we'll bang through some of these lines.
Yeah, let's do it.
Texans now a 7-point favorite on the road against the Jets.
That's silly. It's so silly. This is not the type of team that blows people out. I know the Jets are bad.
The Jets are bad, but you know what?
This
Texans have played a lot of bad teams on the road. The only one they've beat by more than a field goal, the Jags. They've either lost or won by 1, 2, or 3 points.
This screams backdoor cover. It just screams backdoor. Like, Texans up maybe, say, 17. Jets get a field goal, and then, you know, Jets get another field goal in the second half. And, the Texans, they get a lead. They turtle.
Yeah.
That's what Bill O'Brien does. Doesn't allow them to make any mistakes. They turtle, screams backdoor cover to me. I think the Texans are going to win this, but 7 points seems just totally ridiculous.
Texans had a hard time getting it going against the Colts, who have a bad defense. I mean, the Jets are at least okay.
Well, the book's out there on slowing down this Texans offense now. The Browns and the Colts do it back-to-back weeks. The Jets got a couple players over there.
Yep. All right, we're going to come back to this in a bit, John. I want to bring in John Granato, who is he took up the last 30 minutes of our show the other day.
Who did?
You did. You got me way thrown off the clock. I mean, it was a nightmare when you called in about those.
Well, because you guys were a nightmare. I had to straighten the show out.
You want a 64-team playoff, and it's
okay,
just
it's
too much.
I want eight teams. All right, eight teams. Okay. So that only makes sense. Everybody but you thinks that.
Usually we are out here at Prime, Lance and I get to play.
Yeah.
And today it was just you, and you came out victorious. You're a champion.
I still got my bounty.
You still got your bounty. It always feels good.
I have to give it back, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You have to give it back to the cage, and then they're going to give you $100.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to give it back to him. You don't get to keep that $100.
I asked Lance, and he said, yeah, you just...
Well, Lance was wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, shows what I know.
No, you got to give it. The place is like, hey, give us back our $100.
So what's the winning?
I got 600. My son got 1,000. So.
Nice. Were you one of the low stacks?
I was. I had a small percentage, but no, there were no small stacks really. I had over 100,000.
What was the total?
The total was 8,600 in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, $8,600.
Not bad.
It was actually last week. We had 60 players last week.
Damn.
I'm gonna do a show here tomorrow from noon until 3.
Oh, really?
We got the big tournament, $240 to get in, and then 200 rebuys. But it's going to be 20,000 guaranteed.
Nice.
Yeah.
You going to play?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing.
So when does the tournament start?
The tournament starts at 2, but they have also got
you broadcasting from noon to 2?
Noon to 3, and I'll get in late. But here's the deal. They got your foofy beer here.
What do they got?
St. Arnold's Divine Reserve 15. It's been sitting there for 3 years, and they're going to bring it in here tomorrow. So probably all you beer nerds are all going to be here.
Yeah.
Right? And drinking that crappy stuff instead of Coors Light.
You're not going to try any?
No, I like St. Arnold's. They're very nice people. But
okay.
I'm gonna stay with cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
I think you should drink one of those and then start having Coors Light after that.
No.
Just try it out.
I can't do it. It's like sleeping with another woman. I can't do it.
Yeah, just try it out.
I'm loyal.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I'm Coors Light and Wendy feel like, you know, they know I'm loyal to them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
So did your son just outplay you today? Is that what happened?
Oh, he did well. You know, when a woman was sitting next to Brenda, was sitting next to me, and she said, you know, how old is he? He's 21. He's very patient. At 21, I couldn't have sat there without running to the bathroom and try to, you know, get off before I come back to the table. You know what I'm saying? And here's my 200 that I got him in with, and he won.
Go.
He's walking out with 800. How
Not
about
a bad
that?
Deal.
No.
Not a bad deal.
So he's very patient. He'll sit there and wait for his cards, and when he gets them, he knows what he's doing.
That's good, he's
got the fever, which is a problem.
How long has he been playing?
Not very long.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we sat down. He said, you know, I want to learn about 7 months ago.
Well, a lot of the times, I mean, I don't want to take away, you know, from having experience because I think it's important. But if you're a smart guy, you're good at math.
Yeah.
You can play poker.
And, right.
I mean,
right.
Your boy got into Rice. I guess he
at
some point you got.
Oh, no,
be a
he's actually
smart
really
kid.
Good with numbers. He's really good with numbers.
Yeah,
so this is right up. He loves finance and, you know, nerdy stuff like that.
But it's difficult because, you know, back in the days when I started playing, seriously, you could play online and you could just get tons of repetition. You could see thousands of hands over a couple days.
And he did. We got him online, but it's a little dangerous. Do you trust online?
I don't anymore. No.
Oh.
I mean, because I lost a bunch of money on it.
How many guys could be in cahoots? You don't know. I don't trust any machine. Who knows that the house isn't?
I wish you could go back to playing online legally because then it would be regulated and I'd feel better about it. But as it stands now, no, I don't really like to play online. But I mean, we're lucky that we've got these places that we can play legally now. But the reality is, you just can't. You can't see the volume of hands that you could when you're playing online.
It's rapid fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's also dangerous. That's dangerous
is,
as well.
Is he going to be playing tomorrow?
He is. He's in tomorrow.
Y'all are getting those bucks.
Yeah. How about
getting
this?
Getting those bucks.
And 20,000 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's he. Unfortunately, I don't know why I did this because he's going to be he's hooked. Look, he's got $800 in his pocket.
Yeah.
He hadn't had $800 in his life, okay? And he won it. He
Doesn't he play college football?
Yeah. Oh. He went to Rice.
Oh, they don't pay. They're not paying. Yeah, there was no school that offered you more money than Rice.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Every school could offer more money than Rice. Have you seen the stands?
Oh,
there's nobody there.
Rightfully so.
Right.
I mean, who wants to go see that team? But
yeah,
you should have gotten one of those good booster handshakes. You wouldn't have to borrow $200 from your dad.
You'd have to find a booster.
That's true. You're the booster.
No. Yeah. And trust me, he's had a lot of handshakes for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least he's going to buy his own way into the tournament tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he's got $800 to do it.
That's
with.
Right. Now he's got his own way. Yeah. He's actually already in.
What if? Are you worried now that tonight, a 21-year-old kid with $800 in his pocket? What would you have done at 21 with $800 in your pocket? I mean,
hookers and blow.
Yeah, nothing but.
Okay. I'm serious.
Nothing but.
Yeah. I'm serious. He's so different than I was, so I feel good about it. Okay. He's probably going to go invest. He loves investing. He likes playing the stock market.
He doesn't like investing in cocaine.
No.
Good.
And he's not living the life, but okay. Okay, if that's the life you want to live, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if kids nowadays do.
You're out?
I don't know if they do coke anymore. He might be into Molly or something.
I don't know. What do they do now? Weed? What do they do now?
No way.
Kids?
It can't be weed.
Shrooms.
A lot of shrooms? Yeah.
I think it's like Molly and, you know, I don't know what the hell they're into. He's going to.
Hold on a minute.
You know where he's going.
Where's he going?
All right.
He's got $800. Where am I going?
He's going to find
he's
some.
He's going to trash. He's going right down
yeah,
the street.
He's going to find some trails. You brought him to the right neighborhood.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get in before happy hour's over. I'm trying to get that half price dance. All right, Johnny. Well,
you know how many you can buy half price dances with $800?
A lot, but you can only get them until 7 o'clock, and then you're paying full price. Get your value. Get your value. All right, man. Appreciate you. Come check out John here tomorrow. He'll be doing the show from noon to 3 and playing that tournament. Registration will be open probably until 1 o'clock, would you guess, tomorrow? Registration?
Until 4.
Okay, so get in here tomorrow around 2, get yourself registered, and get some of that dough. Appreciate you, John. We'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to send me your picks.
All right. How did you end up with the pick job?
I don't know.
It seems like a real hassle for you.
It is a real hassle.
You should just let people put zeros in.
Yeah, I should, but I feel bad because like people have money on it, which that should be enough motivation. But the reality is the reason it started is because it was for SportsMap. You know, when SportsMap first started, we were trying to have as much content as possible up on a weekly basis, and so we figured that keeping track of those standings would be a cool thing to do for SportsMap. And you know, now I don't want to. I don't want to post on SportsMap on Tuesday. Oh, so and so didn't turn in his pick, so we got a zero. Yeah.
So and so didn't care enough about you guys.
Yeah. So you know, I'd prefer to have everybody at least. It's not asking a lot. It's one NFL and one college pick per week.
It seems
it ain't
like
that
that'd
hard.
Be pretty simple.
Especially for a bunch of guys who were talking about this all week.
Yeah, you would think that
you
there'd
know what
be
I mean?
A nice little email you could
send you. Like if you had a job as like a finance manager or something and you don't have time to think about football all week. Okay, I understand. I mean, all these guys do is talk about football for a whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a break.
Maybe
they're
wait.
Like, oh, it's so difficult.
Maybe they just wait till 5 or 5:30 when you guys go through all the NFL
like
lines.
Barry and Joel.
They give picks.
They go through every college, every NFL game, give their picks.
And then they don't.
And
have
then Barry's like, "Oh, I don't know when I'm going to have it. I haven't decided yet." It's like, dude, you made all your picks on your show.
Just pick one.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
Just if you don't.
What was the easiest decision for you to make?
Exactly. Oh well, if somebody wants a a great car, they got an easy decision to make, right?
Yeah, Gulfgate, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And we'll get to the rest of the NFL odds on the other side of this. But it's the big finish event going on now at Gulfgate, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Spread some holiday cheer with a brand new, totally redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 for just $21,484. Or you can lease it for just $299 a month. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop at Gulfgate, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP 32740, 5756 dealer discount, 5,000 manufacturer's discount, $299 a month for 84 months with 4.5% APR, 3,000 down plus TT&L. Must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Good through 1-3-19.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fred will be back on Monday. AJ's here. I'm Cody Suits in for Fred. Big thanks to John Granato swinging by after his successful day out here at Prime Social. He'll be back again tomorrow. Lots of great stuff going on at Prime Social all week. And get out here. 7801 Westheimer is where you can find it. You bring a toy, you're going to get a bunch of free stuff over here. So, yeah, just, you know, swing by, grab a $25 toy, and boom, you got free stuff coming your way.
Hey, John, do you remember a guy named Bill Frelick?
No.
So Bill Frelick played late 80s, early 90s in the NFL, and then he was the second overall pick in the draft in like the mid 80s, and he got into pro wrestling for a little while. He was in there was a 20 man battle royal at WrestleMania 2.
Yep.
And he participated in that, and then he came back in 1993 on some sort of it was like a naval aircraft carrier to try to body slam Yokozuna.
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
Lex Luger was the only one who could do it.
Yep.
But Bill Frelick was he was in the wrestling world for a while, played NFL for a long time. He has died today at the age of 56.
Yeah,
dude, he was the NFL's all decade team in the 1980s. 2-time All Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler. Lineman of the year. I mean, this was and he was a 2-time unanimous All-American at Pitt. So, guy was a really accomplished football player. Died of cancer at 56. Damn cancer got him. But yeah, shout out to Bill Frelick. Like, I thought maybe you would remember him as a pro wrestler, John.
No, that was a little before my time.
Okay,
I'm a big pro wrestling nerd myself.
Are
so,
you?
Okay. I was familiar with some of Frelick's.
Okay.
Tiny bit of work.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Stone Cold's the best ever.
The best ever?
Yes.
Who would win, Stone Cold or Andre the Giant?
Well, they'd probably have Andre go over.
Andre would always win.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if they wrestled for real.
Oh, for real? Andre kills everybody.
Andre's the best.
Yeah, Andre would kill everybody.
Yeah.
The stories about him are legendary.
He's the best.
Like, the gimmick where he had where he would get people. He said he could drink 5 beers faster than you could drink 5 shots. You just couldn't touch him. You couldn't touch him and his drinks, and he couldn't touch you and your drinks.
Yeah.
People start slamming shots, and then he'd drink one beer and take his glass and cover up your last shot. And then he'd enjoy his next 4 beers.
That's right.
Everyone's thinking, oh, this giant, he's so good. Yeah, he's smarter than you, too.
I love hearing the story of, I guess, was it WrestleMania 2 or 3 where Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan wrestled?
3. So 3 in the Silverdome.
So WrestleMania 3, I on the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, which if you haven't seen it, I mean, it is an absolute
incredible.
Must. I don't care about pro wrestling. I'm fascinated by Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
And that story of basically Hulk Hogan not knowing until the match was going on whether or not Andre the Giant was going to let him win.
Yep.
Because, like, everyone to a man said, if Andre the Giant didn't want you to win, you couldn't win.
Sure.
So, like, there was no way to actually, like, beat him in a wrestling match. He had to
let you.
He had to lay down for you and play the part. So, and apparently, like, there were times early in his career where he didn't like the way the storyline was being written out, so he just would go against it.
And beat guys.
Yeah. And Hulk Hogan was so terrible, because this was supposed to be Hulk Hogan's big moment, where he's like now...
The passing of the torch.
He is now the greatest in the world. And he had no idea till the match was going. Like, he apparently he was like sweating bullets in the back, saying, I just didn't know if he was going to let me over or not.
And Andre's telling him in the ring what to do.
Yeah. And I think, man, that's such a cool story.
Oh, yeah.
But... we got from Bill Frelick to Andre the Giant, but
Frelick was a big steroid guy too.
He was a big anti-steroid.
Big with the steroid movement and about, hey, it's rampant in the NFL. People got to stop using it. And that's one thing, you know, we never hear much about. I'm just not going to sit here and pretend like the MLB was the only league that had a bunch of steroid issues.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it was just baseball players juicing to get healthy.
Do you see this? We're going to get to the NFL lines, I guess. I totally forgot. We would have done it this segment. Did you see that Alabama's got DJ Durkin in, working with defensive staff members and watching tape?
Oh, it's the image rehab place for all coaches.
Not just that, but I guess it's like apparently after coaches get fired, this is a thing that they do. They go and hang out with Alabama
get the Nick Saban rub.
The list now over the years after being fired includes Hugh Freeze, Chip Kelly, Lane Kiffin, Butch Jones, Steve Sarkisian, and Rich Rodriguez. And Jones, Kiffin, and Sark all wound up on the staff. And, of course, the other guys have all gone on to be head coaches. And Durkin's meeting with some NFL teams, but apparently he's helping them get ready for the Oklahoma game. I'm not sure exactly what he's bringing to the table there, but... I do find that interesting that they're willing to bring that guy in.
Yeah, that's one of those where kind of seems like a little soon to be bringing him right into the fold. Like the Hugh Freeze thing was like later. A lot of those guys are later. Like Butch Jones is there now, you know. Like it all seems like a lot of that was later. It wasn't just like immediately. I mean, this cat got shown the door like –
Yeah.
For some bad stuff.
Yeah, a guy died.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, okay, well, he can help us stop Kyler Murray, so get him in here.
Maybe
like,
so. Like, I mean, or he can or maybe help it's us. Just a favor. I don't know.
I don't know. And I tried to look through the where he's been and stuff like that. I can't find the relationship. I mean, not to say that you like have to have previously worked with a guy, but
right.
There's not like a hard, fast relationship.
Oh, like a you're talking about like his chain
a connection. Like,
yeah, I don't know that either. I feel like he was at Florida before. In fact, I know he was the interim head coach at Florida before, but he may have gone somewhere else in between. But yeah, and now let me see. Grad assistant Bowling Green, Notre Dame, Stanford, linebackers and DC at Florida, interim head coach at Florida. Linebackers in D.C. at Michigan for a year, then takes the head coaching job at Maryland. Oddly enough, his Wikipedia now says 2018 to present, Alabama. So I don't know. I mean, that's Wikipedia, so it could be just about anything.
It's anybody editing it, yeah.
Yeah, but I do find that interesting. That's an odd thing.
It's one of those things where Saban can get away with it because he just gets gruff and nasty. And the media never gets to talk to the assistant coaches or the grad assistants or the helpers or whatever the hell they call those guys. And Saban's the guy that's – I mean, he's Teflon and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, because he's a winner.
Nobody's going to hammer Nick Saban for doing that.
He's a winner. When you don't win, you got to be careful. When you keep winning, nobody's going to jack with you about that stuff. I mean, think about the Kendall Briles thing. And, you know, UH took a lot of heat for it. That's because Major Applewhite's not proven anything, and it's just a ballsy hire. I still think it was a bad hire, even though clearly on the field it was a good hire. But Nick Saban's got so many skins on the wall that you can't come after him on stuff like that.
And he's got the system to just keep it quiet, keep it away.
Yep.
Nobody's,
he shields everybody.
Yeah, nobody's going to have to pay attention to that guy. You see him on the sidelines wearing the Bama gear with the hat pulled low. And I'm all for second chances. I just feel like that guy maybe since a kid died because you didn't know because you didn't treat him right.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe the second chance you should have had to wait.
Yeah.
I mean, for second chances, how long it is before you get your second chance, I think sometimes you can vary that. And, yeah, he's well on his way already now.
Yeah.
And heck, there you go. You got to tell some folks about grilling, and then we're going to tell some folks about the NFL.
Yeah, guys, listen, Christmas right around the corner, and if you're like me, you're going to be cooking. And I've been tasked with the prime rib, and I'm actually excited to cook because I love smoking on my pits and spits. Houston made, the highest quality, Texas style heavy duty construction, incredible performance. Used to be a waiting list on those pits. And now you can go in. They've got a little bit of inventory, so you can go in and get one. If you're thinking about getting someone a gift, you know, you got to get your dad a gift for Christmas, or you got to get your if you ladies got to get your husband a gift. Texas Star Grill Shop, they're the spot. They've got the 6-year anniversary sale going on right now. Time to make great memories with family and friends, and you want to have the right grill for the occasion. They'll help point you in the direction of the right grill. They're going to hand you a beer when you walk in. Whether you want the Pits and Spits, the Traeger, the Saber, Kamado Joe, they've got all the biggest brands, all at discount prices. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery, free assembly. Located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's The Blitz, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, live from Prime Social, 7801 West Timer. Come on here, play some poker. Lots of great stuff out here. Get some freebies if you bring some toys. Got the big event tomorrow. You want to make it out here. If you got a little extra in your pocket, you can play some poker. If you want a little extra in your pocket, you come play some poker. What would you say that the learning curve for the average dude coming in and playing poker is?
Few
hundred bucks, few thousand bucks?
I don't know, man.
Depends how smart you are.
Yeah, it depends on how smart you are.
I'm not playing poker, then. I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah, I think if you, like I said, if you're good with numbers, you can be good at poker. Like if you're good at calculating the percentages of what's available, that's a big portion of what you're playing is what are the odds that he could possibly have the cards that he needs versus you having the cards that you need. If you're good at that math, it's not a bad deal.
No, not at all, not at all. It's never a bad deal out here at Prime Social. RJ Bell will be along just after 6 o'clock today. At 5 o'clock, we started doing some of the NFL, and then John Granato swung by, and then we talked about Andre the Giant, which I didn't hate that. But we owe the folks some NFL discussion and some talk about all the games, so let's get back right to it.
Let's get we did the Texans. That was the only one we got to so far, so we'll
Denver-Cleveland is the other Saturday game.
Okay. Now 2.5 Denver, minus 2.5. I feel like I've been fading Cleveland all year long, and they continue to be expensive. But for some reason, I feel like they're the side in this game. I feel like Denver's had their motivation taken away from them with that loss last week to the Niners. They were starting to ride high. I feel like, okay, maybe we got a chance at a wild card. Then you'd lose to the 49ers. It's like, oh, just the rug pulled out from them. And Cleveland is, you know, they're starting to show some improvement. I still think they're a below-average team, but they're starting – and that's a team you know is not going to quit fighting. That team is playing. Every win that they can get is a big deal to them because they've got new guys at the head that, you know, they're hoping to play for – they're hoping to keep this guy as the head coach, you know, Greg Williams. And you know, there's a lot of parts. They want to prove that they're better without Hugh Jackson, which is basically what Baker Mayfield went out and said.
Yep.
So I think Cleveland's playing hard, and I just think Denver – without their wide receivers, without Demaryius Thomas anymore, without Emmanuel Sanders now, they just don't – it's hard.
Well, Case Keenum's their quarterback.
Yeah, you stack up the box against Philip Lindsay, and then it's tough to win.
You're sitting there with Denver, probable offensive rookie of the year, probable defensive rookie of the year in Chubb and Lindsay, and they're this bad? That's incredible.
It is pretty incredible. Although I think Saquon Barkley's probably offensive rookie of the year.
Okay, all right.
I mean, Philip Lindsay's been very good, but I think Saquon Barkley's been special.
Sure.
I think he looked – and obviously he's in New York, so he's got that advantage.
Got a little advantage. Yeah.
But I do think Chubb is definitely a contender for Rookie of the Year. Although, I mean, there's some other
about
guys –
to break the rookie sack record. Pretty close to it.
Yeah. I mean –
not going to get it against Cleveland. They got some good offensive linemen all of a sudden.
Yeah, but I think that he's in that conversation. I think Darius Leonard's in that conversation. He's been really good.
He's second in sacks.
For the Colts. And then Derwin James, who we saw last night,
yep,
is pretty damn good too.
Dude, there's a ton of defensive rookies that are just playing their ass off right now. The Texans got one of them in Justin Reed.
They do.
But I'm with you. Cleveland's the way to go on this one. What's next for us?
Next up, Miami at Minnesota. Minnesota minus 7.5. There's some sevens on the board if you want to pay a little bit of extra juice.
How do you feel about the Dolphins coming off that crazy win?
I don't like the Dolphins any day. The Dolphins to me seem like the most phony team. They are almost 100 yards negative in yards per game.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've won more games than they've lost. You know how difficult that is? I mean, we're not talking about, like, okay, they're minus 10 yards per game. It's like 93 yards per game.
Oh, my gosh.
They are negative. And it just seems unsustainable. Now, granted, you have to take that with a grain of salt because – for several of those data points are Brock Osweiler data points.
Osweilerian data points.
But, I mean, does anybody think Ryan Tannehill's a special quarterback? I sure don't.
They've scored a little bit more with Tannehill back. That'd be expected because Brock kind of stinks.
That said, Minnesota's a team that I've faded quite a bit this year. I've been hesitant to be on them because I don't think Minnesota – I think the expectation was that Minnesota was going to be better. I've played them sort of the same way I've played the Eagles. You know, I went, especially when they come off a win or a close game, I feel like they're overpriced. I fade them. But Minnesota, because they were expected to be so good going into the season, people are slow to get off that expectation. You know, in fact, most people thought they'd be better because they upgraded a quarterback. It doesn't always work that way. So I'm not looking to lay that many points with Minnesota, but if I had to choose a side, it'd be Minnesota.
Well, and you got a guy, too, that new offensive coordinator – because they fired the old guy because he wasn't running the football. And you got to think, a guy that's hammering the football with Cook and Latavius Murray, that doesn't scream blow the other team out.
No.
As bad as Miami's been. Real close one. Miami riding high. They don't have a shot to play for anything, though.
No, they do. They actually do. They're right there in the playoff mix if they keep winning. And when you think about it now, there's three games left. So if you're the Dolphins, you say, why the hell can't we win three games? Clearly, the Dolphins don't think that they suck. I might think they suck, but I mean, clearly they don't. But if they win this game, you know, they
make them 8-6.
They're 8-6. Their last two games are Jags and Bills. Why wouldn't you feel like you've got a chance to go 10-6 and get into the playoffs?
Just an absolute sneak into the playoff team.
It'd be crazy. But I mean, that's why you want the three seed. If you're
the Texans. Exactly, because you could eat up the Dolphins.
It might be the Dolphins.
That's why you want it.
Next up, Oakland at Cincinnati. Cincinnati giving 3 with some extra juice.
Can you just make a big fart noise for this one?
You know what?
Two of the worst teams in football.
They are, and I think the easy thing to say is I like the Raiders here, but
Carr's played his ass off past 2 games.
He has been better. They're still the Raiders, though. They're still on the road. An early game, Eastern time zone.
Man. Joe Mixon's okay.
Yeah, I can't trust the Bengals because Jeff Driscoll's the quarterback. And as much as I don't like Andy Dalton, I mean,
damn sure don't like Jeff Driscoll.
I don't like Jeff Driscoll, and Jeff Driscoll couldn't hack it at Florida. Now all of a sudden he's in the NFL starting. And with no A.J. Green, their offense has just been atrocious. So it's a stay-away game for me. Under 46 seems like a possible play because I don't know how either team really gets anything going.
Yeah, I mean, if you're forcing me to pick something, I go with the Raiders who have a little bit of momentum and aren't smart enough to lose on purpose and make the draft pick better.
Baltimore hosting Tampa Bay giving 7.5. This is so unbelievable to me that Baltimore, the first 5 starts of Lamar Jackson's career, this being the 5th one, will be against the 5 worst rushing defenses in the NFL. That, I mean, it is the luckiest break for a guy who can't throw the ball to save his life.
It couldn't have lined up better for him.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it is a really, really lucky break for him, and this game should be no different. I think Baltimore is really good. I think eventually when they have to throw the ball, they're going to be in trouble, or they're going to have to go back to Joe Flacco. But the matchups, just like the last four, are really juicy for Baltimore. I think they're going to run the ball really well again, and I think they're going to end up eventually running away from Tampa because Tampa, a good offense, but you're playing against the best defense in the league.
Christian McCaffrey hammered him for 10 yards per carry. Cam got a couple of rushing yards in that game. I don't see why the committee in Baltimore and Lamar Jackson couldn't do the same. And you have to think, too, offense like the Buccaneers, no DeSean Jackson for them this week. And the other team's just running it down your throat. It's really hard to get into a rhythm and score points. Yeah, I like the Baltimore Ravens on this one.
Indy -3 hosting Dallas. I like the Colts here. I've talked about this throughout the week. This is probably one of my favorite plays. Indy, all the motivation in the world. Dallas, basically no motivation. Yeah. They don't need this win to clinch the division. This is it can essentially be looked at as a bye week. I don't think that they're going to look at it as a bye week. They're going to go out there and try. But I think that Dallas defense that everyone is so in love with, well, you know what? Indianapolis is pretty good on offense. The Indianapolis offense worked pretty well against the Houston defense that everyone was so in love with.
No doubt.
This is Andrew Luck is having a special year. And if it weren't for Patrick Mahomes maybe getting some MVP love. And he's on it. I think that they pick apart Dallas. And Dallas is going to obviously try to be run heavy. Ezekiel Elliott apparently a little banged up. I like the Colts to actually get some distance here.
Cowboys are giving you the signs that this is a kind of a low-importance game for them.
It should be a low-importance game for them.
No Martin this week when he probably could have played if it was the playoffs. So no Martin at guard. Zeke Elliott had, what, like 40 touches last week?
He ain't going to have 40 touches this week.
Well, they said Jerry Jones talking this week. Yeah. Hey, Tavon Austin's back, and that'll take some of the workload off Zeke. Oh, okay. All right, Colts.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, they're going to give the ball to Tavon Austin? Okay, Colts.
They're going to give the ball to anybody besides Zeke Elliott. I think the reason why they listed him on the injury report is they don't want people to be shocked when they have low usage for him. And they're smart to do it. They've got an eye at the playoffs now. I mean, essentially they don't have
The three or the four doesn't matter because they'll host, and then you go on the road to either New Orleans or L.A.
Yeah. And neither one of those is favorable. I mean, it's not like you're like, oh, I want to get my hands on the Saints or the Rams. I mean, picking and choosing between those two teams, it ain't pretty. So, with the NFC wild card situation, you know, hosting Seattle, hosting Minnesota, whoever it might be.
Hosting Carolina, maybe?
Dallas probably feels pretty good about their chances. So,
sure.
Detroit at Buffalo, gone from a pick, where I actually played it at a pick, to now -2.5. I'd still play it at 2.5. I like the Bills here. The Lions, without Kerryon Johnson, have been basically horrible on offense. And I didn't know if anybody was going to score any points last week against Arizona. I mean, it seemed like it was never going to happen. And apparently, Kerryon Johnson is still out. And if he's out, I want no part of the Lions' offense, which is funny to say. Now, mind you, they used to have Golden Tate, so they gave away some of their offensive weapons for the passing game once they realized that Kerryon Johnson was a special back. But without him, now it's just basically cover Marvin Jones and you're good because nobody else on this Lions team seems to be able to beat anybody.
And
so.
It's Stafford on the road outside in December.
While he's apparently got a bad back.
Okay.
He was questionable last week against Arizona indoors. And now he's going to be playing in the cold in Buffalo. Not as cold as like is a normal Buffalo December, but still pretty cold weather game.
A lot like what you said with Cleveland. Bills are trying to win.
They are.
Bills are trying to build some momentum, see what they got. They cut a bunch of vets, okay, because they want to get young guys reps.
Yeah, well, you saw Kelvin Benjamin out there last night, a guy that they just threw on the trash pile.
That's how you know Mahomes is the MVP, because he can make Kelvin Benjamin look like an NFL wide receiver.
Well, I think Kelvin Benjamin actually has some motivation right now, which is something rare for him.
And Josh Allen's been such a weirdo to watch the past couple weeks. The way he plays football is, like, not how you should play football in the NFL. And I just feel like that's going to baffle Matt Patricia. The Bills! We're sitting here picking the Bills.
Yeah, but the Lions have just turned into a mess. And
they're terrible.
You know, their only wins, you know, in the last, how many, 8 games are a Panthers win at home during the stretch where the Panthers couldn't win anything. They beat them by 1 point. And the win against the Cardinals last week, which the Cardinals are probably the worst team in the NFL.
So we got a few more NFL games to get to. We got the Gym of the Day to get to. We got RJ Bell to get to. We got a loaded rest of the show here on the Blitz.
We're going
to
be busy.
Right here from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Come out and see us. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, SportsRite 94.1.
And when you're out and about this weekend, CarBox, a good place to stop by. On Sunday, they've got the Christmas Story Art Market. Go out there, see some of the local vendors who are going to be set up, some talented artists. And they're going to have ugly Christmas sweaters on hand, gift wrapping station, pet friendly. It's free to attend, guys. And after the market, enjoy a screening of everyone's favorite holiday film, A Christmas Story. Have yourself some of the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out that's available now, only for a limited time, but you can get your hands on it. And then, of course, every Thursday they do the running club. You get free beer for running. I mean, if you like to run and you want free beer, that's the way to do it. Don't just go, you know, don't go running and then pay for your own beer. And if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, you got to check this place out. I actually recommended it to a buddy today. A brewery and dining experience unlike any other. Fantastic food, particularly their starters. The poutine, the Korean fried chicken, the crab cakes, the Hatch chili mac and cheese, all top-notch, and everything pairs really well with the great beers they've got on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite CarBox beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a CarBox.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I'm Cody Stutz here for Fred Fowler. A.J. Hoffman is here. We're at Prime Social hanging out. It's a roadshow. Come out and see us. Bring a toy. Get some free stuff out here at Prime Social. Got the big event tomorrow. Got the great St. Arnold's beer that they only release once a year. Going to be out for the big event tomorrow, big tournament tomorrow. $20,000 guarantee. Ooh, what could you do with $20,000 this Christmas? Well, find out if you win the tournament tomorrow. All right, we're in the middle of the NFL lines. We got plenty more to go through. Let's finish those up before we get to RJ just after the top of the next.
We were at Green Bay, Chicago. Green Bay plus 5.5 at the Bears.
Feels like the Packers kind of, you know, hey, McCarthy's gone. We're going to show off. Put up a few points. Feel like that's kind of out of the way. And the Bears probably going to put it on them. They're a better defense than they faced when they faced them the first time.
They are. The concern I've got is I think people are going so crazy about the Bears because of what they did to the Rams last week. But this Packers offense, that weather's not going to deter them.
No, they're not yet.
The Rams weren't used to playing in that weather, and it
Goff
threw them
especially.
Off. It threw them off. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's a cold, windy day in Chicago is no problem for him. I feel like the value's on Green Bay. I don't like Green Bay enough to bet on them, but I can't bet the Bears here. I think the Bears have gotten a little too expensive.
It's really hard to bet on Mitch Trubisky till you can see him throw the ball with consistency multiple weeks in a row against teams that are, like, you know, are actually halfway decent.
Yeah. Titans, Giants. This line's been all over the place. Open Giants -3, now Titans -1. Odell Beckham Jr. out. What are your thoughts?
Motivation factor on this one's all Titans. Is they're, you know, barely alive in the AFC, but they're alive. They're in the AFC. The Giants,
I thought the Giants were motivated because, you know, last season this team quit on their coach, and I don't think you want to let that happen two seasons in a row. And it seems like they're not. I mean, the way they played recently. But this Beckham news, it kind of comes as a surprise because,
they weren't hurting scoring points last week, although Sanchez and company helped them a ton.
Right, that helped quite a bit. But let me tell you something. The Titans offense, it ain't the Saints. It's pretty beatable.
Two road wins for the Titans this year. A 9-6 victory against Jacksonville, and a 28-14 win against the Cowboys, which is one of the more baffling results of the NFL.
Yeah.
The Giants, I mean, Saquon gets loose on those guys. I feel like Vrabel doesn't coach good on the road. I don't have anything to back that up, but I just remember Texans defenses playing pretty poorly on the road.
I think Mike Vrabel is overrated as a coach already. He's basically going to finish, if he's lucky, with the same record that they finished with the last 2 years. They fired that coach, and it was like, oh, they've got a real upgrade at coach. I don't see it. This guy's getting less out of Marcus Mariota than anybody's ever gotten.
Right.
Where is this guy such a brilliant coach? I didn't like the hire when they made it. I don't like it now.
They went out and got him a million dollar cornerback that he can't figure out how to use.
If I'm again, this is kind of like that Raiders Bengals game. I don't have enough interest in either side to play it, but if I had to, I'd be on the Giants.
Yeah, me too.
Skins at Jags. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this. Jags minus 7.5. Redskins, I mean, they are – the quarterback play is – and Grant, I mean, you know, guys get hurt. I understand. You're on your third-string guy, so it's easy to say, God, these guys suck. But at some point, it's like Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez. I mean, you are finding guys who haven't played football in 5 years, giving them pads and saying, hey, go out there and win us a game. I mean, the Jags are really bad. I think Cody Kessler's a little underrated, though. I think they've been better with him than they were with Bortles. I'll take the Jags. It's not a game I want to play again.
No.
But if I had to take a side, I'm definitely not taking the Redskins.
The Washington team that's taking the field on Sunday, I believe, is the worst NFL team we've seen all year.
I think you're right. No offensive line, no quarterback. It's bad.
I think they would lose to every other team in the NFL more than any other team if they played that same.
You know what it reminds me a little of? The Texans last year with Tom Savage.
Yeah.
A horrible offensive line and a guy who had no business being a quarterback in the NFL playing quarterback.
Except
and
they don't have any playmakers anywhere.
No,
on that
not
offense.
Really. I mean, Adrian Peterson's had a nice season, but when Adrian Peterson's your guy and no one's afraid that you're going to throw the ball,
just load it up.
And Jordan Reed's not playing. I mean, there's nothing going for
my
the
concern
Redskins.
Would be Jacksonville's only scored 15 points as the Cody Kessler-led Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
But I would imagine an actual full game of Leonard Fournette might have something to do with that.
And I think they may get a touchdown from their defense.
Oh, good call.
Arizona, Atlanta. Arizona plus 9.5 at Atlanta. Atlanta is not the kind of team that should be giving 9.5 points. They are a bad team, but I don't want any part of Arizona either.
How are there so many bad offenses in the NFL?
I mean, Josh Rosen can't play yet. He's trying to check. I think it was like David Johnson last week had like 8 receptions for 13 yards or something stupid like that. And that's his first read. Christian Kirk's out for the season. Larry Fitzgerald's going to be doubled. He has no options down the field. It's just a run or nothing offense. And I think Atlanta's defense, as bad as they are, even they're good enough to stop this offense.
I watched the Manning breakdown of Rosen, and every time Rosen did something, Manning was like, yeah, he probably should have done this. Yeah, he probably should have done this. It's like, oh, they'll coach him out of that. I would say this, though. Atlanta hasn't scored more than 20 points in 5 games.
Yeah.
So you're betting against Cardinals offense in this one. I guess if I had to pick one, Atlanta, but then it's just stay away, and if it shows up on your TV, I hope it's on Red Zone.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going out of their way to watch that game.
You hit,
all right.
You hit the wrong number, channel number on the
– Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you've got David Johnson playing fantasy for you. Maybe you got Matt Ryan or Julio Jones.
Even then,
maybe.
Just check the app. Just check your app.
You don't want to see this. The most played game in our pick'em contest is the Seahawks. Seahawks now minus 3.5. Started at 5.5, down to 3.5. I actually saw some value in the Niners there when it was 5.5. At 3.5, I mean, it's still. I mean, I guess there's a little bit of value in the Niners, but not enough that I'm looking to play against the Seahawks. And the Seahawks have oddly enough this year, like as far as like yards per play and things like that, have been better on the road than at home, which is usually the exact opposite. But San Francisco coming off of a win, you're probably getting them as high as you can get. Seattle also coming off of a win, but a win where everybody was like, ugh, on a national television game where nobody was impressed with them. Couldn't be impressed with them. I think it's 49ers are pass for me. Everybody in the game who's picked that game, though, has been on Seattle. So a lot of our guys at the station like Seattle minus the points.
It'd be worth a flyer, you know, to go 49ers on this one. Just division game. I think Shanahan's a really good coach. He's got his third-string quarterback that can actually move the football a little bit. That guy's a walking interception, though, on some of the plays that he does. So
yeah.
I'd be concerned. I'd be feeling good about that bet. for a whole game, and then his ass would throw an interception going the other way, and you'd be sitting there like, why did I do that?
Well, let me just bang through my opinions. We don't have much time
sure,
to get to these.
It.
I'm going to go I like the Patriots minus the points this week, 2.5 right now against Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers are not the same team without James Conner, and if he plays, he's going to be limited. And the Steelers just aren't that great right now. I think the Patriots bounce back. They don't lose games back-to-back in December. It just doesn't happen. I can't picture it happening this week. I think the Rams crap on the Eagles. The number's getting to where I don't want to play it at 12, but the Eagles have nobody in the secondary that could slow that team down. They've got to play Nick Foles now, who sucked early in the year. I like the Rams. And I think I like the Panthers, although I don't want to I feel like the Saints' offense isn't what it was, but I'm scared to bet the Panthers. It's probably a stay-away game for me. But I like under 50.5 in that game because the Saints' offense just hasn't been the same the last few weeks. All right, we'll hit a break. We'll talk to RJ Bell. I promise I'll get to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. But I got to tell you now about how to save money on your home insurance. And you might not even realize how much you're paying for home insurance. It can add up. And it used to take hours to get a reliable home quote, and someone came along and made it 15 minutes. TGS Insurance has built a new system that gives you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. And it's probably going to save you a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Send that back. You get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. Their online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on home insurance. You don't even need to wait until your renewal. TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote and save big today. The pearly gates up in this probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save you. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later. Every night. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.